Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing which is the most successful online dating platform. Now, before we start, this isn't based on any actual statistics. With online dating sites and apps being kind of so different in what they're aiming for and how they get their results, you know, it'd be hard, I'm assuming, for anybody to officially say which is the most successful. But, you know, this isn't based on any kind of statistics at all. It's based on personal experience from myself, people I actually know in person, and some research that I've done on my own. So without further ado, I would say that the most successful online dating platform is eHarmony. And you might be thinking, okay, so why do you say that? Well, eHarmony has produced, from what I can see, the most long-term relationships. And that is what I'm basing success on. I actually also know of some instances of some short-term relationships, some flings, you might say, from eHarmony, although it's certainly not aimed at that. It is kind of proof that, as I always say, different people connect with different people in different ways, which ultimately means that even if an online dating platform is really skewed towards one kind of position, and the people who go on it also have that mindset, i.e. in eHarmony's case, long-term forever relationship, that, you know, you could go on there, and if you get talking to somebody who, I don't know, maybe there's a difference in circumstances, in age, in location, a whole manner of things could mean that you connect on a level where there's a high level of attraction, but it just won't work out long term. But aside from that, as I've said, I know of and have experienced long-term relationships from eHarmony. So I know it's successful firsthand. I know it's successful from people I know. I know people who've met on eHarmony now have children, getting married, etc. So for me, that says it's as good as you can find. So let me tell you a bit more about eHarmony. So eHarmony is the truest definition of the type of online dating platform that I refer to as a questionnaire online dating platform. What that means is that before you can get to talk to anybody, as soon as you sign up, you have to answer a questionnaire, and that will give eHarmony a good kind of theory of your personality. And then eHarmony will actually provide you with matches. You don't do any searching yourself. It's not based on anything other than what you put in the website or app. So it's very important that you answer these questions correctly and accurately. And in general, these are questions where it will say statement, and then you kind of have to put agree, slightly disagree, very much agree. You know, you've got like a sliding scale of different options for each question, and you need to answer them that way for each one. It's a good amount of questions. It's not going to bore you to tears. You could probably get through them all within 10 minutes. So it gives them a lot of information, but it's not kind of an app or website. You can obviously use either. It's not a platform that you're going to be thinking, oh gosh, when's this going to end? You know, it's easy enough to complete, and there you go. When you get into it, you upload your photos, and I believe they are verified, but it's done very quickly, so you're not hanging about for too long. There's different questions to answer on a profile. It's clever how it does when you join up. It will ask you a couple of questions to fill out a few things, which then actually automatically go in your profile, which is already kind of entering some information on there, and then you're ready to go. And then you have the option to fill out more of your profile if you want to, or just leave it as it's kind of been. And then that's it. You know, you go through, eHarmony gives you some matches, and away you go. So what will happen is every day eHarmony will give you new matches. And on those new matches, it will even show you the scores of how kind of closely you're aligned in each kind of area of that it measures in. So, you know, whether you have the same kind of values, you know, it'll kind of say, oh, you've got a 95% similarity or something very low. But the likelihood is you're going to be on most of them very high. Hence, that's why they're your matches. Some of the questions you fill out will be about like location and how far and how important it is to you people within that boundary. So, you know, everything's kind of there for you. You literally just then think to yourself, right, what do I do with these people? You can send them a smile, which is like the token kind of wink gesture, just lets you know you're slightly interested, I suppose. And then you have the two main communication options. One is like a straight kind of chat box kind of scenario that every single platform pretty much has. The other one is through guided communication. And on the guided communication, you can pick from different questions that they've already thought of, or you can actually add your own, which is a nice cool little twist. And then you'll have multiple choice answers. And on those multiple choice answers, you know, when you put the question out to somebody, they will answer it back. And then basically you will then do the same for them. And then it kind of goes to a next stage where you'll have a whole list of kind of things which are important to you or you know, that are not important to you, and you pick through those, and eventually you kind of get through the guided communication and it takes you to the regular chat box anyway. So, you know, you have lots of options of that, and then away you go. And the great thing about eHarmony is that you already know that you're going to be, you know, pretty much aligned in a lot of your kind of mannerisms and opinions, and you know, from experience it is accurate, almost scarily accurate sometimes, but you think, gosh, like for most questions they really have paired me up. So you're kind of speaking to people and you already know you're going to have a core kind of similarity, which is fantastic, and then you just see obviously how you get on. So what about the downsides? Well, okay, the first downside for some people will be the price. It's not a cheap platform to join. It's not the most expensive, but it's certainly not cheap. By doing so, though, you kind of have the benefit that I always say with more expensive platforms, which is you will find people who want to communicate, who want to get to know you, because they've paid as well. You know, people aren't really very wishy-washy. They're kind of serious. Because they've invested in this as well, which is great. The downside being with the cost, that the numbers on eHarmony aren't the most. You know, there is quite a lot of people, and especially if like you live in a city and that, you will find a lot of people that are provided to you as matches. But the problem you'll find is that the longer you're on the platform, generally the less matches are provided to you. So, you know, you might be starting off and each day it's quite exciting, really. It's like a present. You look through, oh, there's 8 people. You know, that's a good number, a decent number to look through and to consider contacting and see if they contact you. But by the end, you know, I've seen it firsthand, and I've also known other people. Say if they've been on it maybe 6 months, like a, you know, a longer term kind of thing, because they haven't yet found the right connection, you know, they might only get 2 or 3 matches. And that's literally because the pool of people is running out. And that's that. That's what you get with more expensive platforms. Also, you need to consider the answers that you've given. You know, in particular, the distance you're willing to look for somebody and the ages and so forth. If you're quite a, you know, unique kind of character, who lives in the middle of nowhere, it could be that there's just not that many people they can match you with. This then brings us on to the next problem, and it's a problem in the way that this is just how eHarmony is. eHarmony is a questionnaire platform. What that means is there's no searching. So it can sometimes be a little bit frustrating where you just think, you know, I just want to search, you know, okay, so-and-so might not be my perfect match based on the answers, but I'd still like a chance to talk to them. You know, you know full well that there's lots of people you're never being shown. So you kind of think, well, you know, I would like to talk to them. You know, if you're getting to a stage where after a few days you haven't really connected with anybody, you're not enjoying any conversations, maybe your matches is going down to 3, 4, maybe even 2 people, and then you think, well, I don't want to message either of these, or you've had a conversation and nothing's coming of it, you think, there's more people out there and I just wish I could talk to them. You know, there's more local people out there that just haven't scored correctly on their system, and I'm, you know, I'm blocked from contacting them. There's literally no way. But you know, that's how eHarmony is. That's the point of the platform. The benefit being that it's kind of just served up to you. You know, you literally sit there and every morning, oh, here you go. Here's some matches based on the answers you've given. And touch wood, at least some of them each day should be good, a good connection for you theoretically. So it swings and roundabouts, it's pluses and minuses. You can get frustrated that you can't search, but it is great, but it's just given to you on a plate. And it definitely seems better than any other platform that tries to use questionnaire kind of systems. I know other ones have started to kind of dabble in that, but the eHarmony system is, if it's not the original, it's certainly the most well known. I think it probably is the original as well. And it's just so well designed and well thought out and seemingly so accurate. So yeah, it can be something that you get a little bit frustrated with. You wish you could speak to more people sometimes. Or other times, you know, you might get 7 matches and before you know it, you're chatting to them all. So it's from my own experience and the experience of people I've seen, it's been very successful. It's been very exciting in kind of how they presented the matches. And it's just a well thought out online dating platform that I would highly recommend people to give a go. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, you need to have a go at eHarmony. And if that means you need to save for a little bit to have a go, then I would say it's worth it. If you're not looking for a long-term relationship, I wouldn't suggest spending the money, because it's a lot of money for something that's, you know, not necessarily even geared, well, not definitely not geared towards what you're looking for. You don't want to be wasting that kind of money. However, as I've said, I have actually known of short-term flings come from eHarmony. Anything's possible on any platform, that's what I always say, but it is 100% skewed to long-term relationships, and I would definitely say if you want a long-term relationship, then give eHarmony a go. You need to give it a try. If you don't want a long-term relationship, I would say don't waste your money. There's plenty of other cheaper options where you're going to find more potential people looking for similar things to yourself. So in conclusion, I just can't give any more praise to eHarmony. It's, I would say, a fantastic platform, and one that it's got a few kind of negatives, a few niggles, but what hasn't? You know, there's nothing that's perfect. And as the results I've seen, this is the most successful online dating platform.